across Maya is a violent sickness altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the Anvil, human cleric, and Ravi, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for The Great Old Ones.
There we go. All right. So you guys are traveling down the mountain to try to get back to the base of the mountain to eventually take yourselves to Veronia. You've found yourselves in a network of kind of like overhangs. Some become caves, but even in the cavey areas, you can still sort of see daylight through the roof. It's not like a true cave, so there are some fluctuations in temperature here. It's very cold still. You came across some bells carved out of a blue material, like a stone/metal-y kind of material that had some scrawling into them, depicting some snow creatures and some trolls and some a dragon at one point. And as you kind of came up and around the bend, you discovered that there was just like gruesome scenes of devouring, with just minimal bone shards left, bone fragments left, and just a lot of blood and visceral. And as you got yourself deeper into the network of kind of interconnected rooms and chambers, you came across this statue of like a some sort of winter folk creature, in like a half moon sort of shape with a little offering tray in its arms. And as that was getting inspected by Mativis and Ogan, these emaciated yeti came lumbering out of a hallway, bloodstained and you know, they have like jagged marks all over their faces, and rushing towards the party, howling. So that is where we're gonna pick it up. Is in initiative. So let's rock some initiative, kids. Do you know, I'm gonna grab my pen. Yeah, Maddie rolled a one.
The scariest part is when I first loaded up my sheet, it was blank.
Oh no!
I almost lost my mind.
That would have been very, very bad. We'd have made it work though. We always do.
Yeah, of course. Right. I would have been like, and suddenly I'm a prestige class. Get with it.
So Ravi's going first, followed by Mativis, then the Yetis, and then we've got Ogan, followed by Nydia, and then Allegan. Ravi, you are coming around the corner up here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of looking into the room. You see bloodstains to the left, bloodstains to the right, and down in the hallway, this one big yeti is coming out quickly towards the party.
Hey, have you guys been partying without me? I see that I'm up in the upper hallway. Should I take my 60 from there?
Yeah, I would say you can start initiative from this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh yeah, I would say.
That is within my range. Oh, yeti. Not... Yeti, am I? I will go ahead and cast fireball.
Oh no!
Oh no! That's a spicy fireball.
That's a spicy fireball.
That's not even Italian, just so you know.
Fireball!
The fireball! Yay!
Hey!
That's a Mario. That's a trademark.
Blugger.
So, reflex for half, huh? Okie dokie. Artichokey. It looks like a 25 will make half, and a 19 will not. So that's gonna really suck for me. So let's what do we got for damage? 18. So the one that took.
I think you got it for the, because it was an 18
reflex. Oh, for the DC. Okay,
yeah, cool. So you get a half.
So both of them take half, which means they take full because they take double from fire.
Ah, yes. Ah,
so they're both taking 22. Still not good for me. Let's color code these bad boys. So
that's a spicy fireball.
It burns! It burns us!
Hey guys, you want to get in a fight? Go get in a fight. I'll burn you.
So next on our initiative is Mativis. What you got?
I'm gonna issue a challenge on that guy as a swift action.
The red one?
The red one, yeah, and go in for an attack.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That will hit me, yes.
Hopefully not in the face.
13 plus the 7 from the challenge, so 20 damage.
Alright. That will be a lot of damage. Next up is me. I am going to move him up here. And this one comes clambering and like kind of moves, does like a half crawl on the wall around, but does not leave combat, so it does not take attack of opportunity. It looks like we're just going to open up on YouTube then. So first things first, this one is on Matt G from Red. 16 and 10, I do not think hit.
They do not.
And this one is on Ravy from Blue. 10 and 13 do not hit. And then this one is on Matt G from Red. 15 does not hit.
Nope.
And that's on Ravy. 10 does not hit. Okay. So they snarl and bite and slice and do absolutely nothing. Cool. So then it would be Ogun. What's your move?
Those are kind of some underachieving Yetis, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
That's on both of them, because it's a 20-foot radius.
What is it, Holy Smite?
Holy Smite, 16. All right,
so saving throws.
For half.
Okay.
On will.
Let's make some will saves for these guys. Does not look like, does not look like they succeed those will save. So they're both taking 18?
16.
Okay. All right, so that one. The red one goes down, like the energy of light and the forge hammer is just too much for him. And he drops.
Nice.
Just kind of crumbles.
Rest in peace, Yeti.
Down he goes. And then it is Nighty's turn.
Wait a minute, y'all just startled us. Are y'all okay? Are you hungry? Do you want any food, maybe? And I'm gonna do a charitable impulse on them. Will save.
Okay. 16.
They do not save.
Alright, so the spell makes a creature more charitable, compelling it to aid others rather than use violence. The affected creature practices nonviolent combative behaviors according to the following list of priorities.
Heal us, gives their weapon away, cast a beneficial spell, gives away non-worn possessions. But I mean, if they just wanted to maybe have a feast with us, then I could provide such things.
All right. We will resolve that at the end of initiative.
Okay.
Al again.
Can I tell what Nydia just did?
Throw a spellcraft check.
I've done it before.
Yeah, you know what happened.
Then in that case, and everybody looks fine. I'm going to hang back and see if her spell just worked.
Okay. I need you to everybody to make two will saves. DC 16.
Will I fail or will I go?
All right, so let's see. Jim failed one. Nadia failed one. Ravy failed one.
I also failed one.
Matt, you failed one. Okay, so everybody but Allegan is paralyzed in fear for one round.
I'm thinking, maybe this didn't work. Land sakes alive.
That's from the Yeti?
That is from the Yeti.
I am going to use my resolve to reroll that one that I failed.
Okay.
Can I use Intimidate on the Yeti?
You use a what?
Can I use Intimidate on the Yeti?
Yeah, you can very much use Intimidate on the Yeti. Dropped a fireball. I think I passed that. Hold on. Huh. I don't want any part of that. It actually backs away. It's going to take a couple steps back and then slouch to the ground. And then, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So that's its turn. Allegan, what are you doing?
Now I'm not happy, so I'm going to come down to here. I'm going to try a fireball of my own.
Fireball!
Just broke my own record of rolling really well when I rolled crap initiatives.
Oh no!
Oh, crappy. I mean, it's more than enough to kill it.
Yeah.
It was dying anyways, so... Yeah, the fireball hits it, but you kind of, as you're watching the language of magic, coalesce into actual, like, spellcasting form above it and drop that ball of heated octarine energy on top of it. You can kind of see that the ebb and flow of life has left its body, as if a weight has been removed. And then the fireball collides with it and just kind of goes up like kindling and starts to char. And you guys are out of initiative now.
Oh my gosh. What if they were just attacking because we were trespassing, or that we startled them, or they were just really, really hungry?
Well, they would have eaten us.
Not if I gave them a hero's feast. Or some bee pollen cakes.
It's okay, Nidia. It's better safe than sorry. We're in the middle of nowhere, far from home. We have no idea what anybody wants these days.
But we don't have to assume that they're gonna just... that we can't talk our way out of it.
I won't disagree with you, but they did attack first.
It's very true.
And there's a lot of blood in here, so we know they're dangerous.
Now, real quick, I just wanted to ask... We're pretty sure that this is the only way to get down the mountain is through here.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you sure? They could have been making snow cones.
You want to taste it? See if it's raspberry?
No, thanks.
Mmm, delicious.
The snozzberry tastes like snozzberry.
It's going to taste like raspberry. I definitely don't want to try it.
Just looking around. Oh, I have those bells.
You took a bell.
I took a medium-sized bell that I could carry. And well, there was something going on with this statue, right?
It's a small altar, yes.
Small altar. And what does the altar look like? Can you please describe?
So it has, it's kind of a, if you're looking at it, it looks like somebody has taken a triangle and folded the two flat edges on the bottom of the triangle in a semicircle shape to create kind of like, if you're looking top down on it, a C shape. where the tip point area of the triangle is rounded, and it gives the appearance of a kind of furry creature with tusks and eyes kind of hugging the empty area. And where the empty area is, that space has been full of like little shards of blue stone and different little offerings of like frosted berries and leaves and strips of meat, things like that.
Oh, do I recognize this at all?
No.
Anything about it? But it definitely looks religious.
Yeah, some sort of shrine or some such.
Does it look like a Yeti?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yetis aren't really something that you guys encounter.
I'm gonna put a bee pollen cake right there in the center of it. Okay. It doesn't seem like the bell goes there, but a bee pollen cake might. I feel bad. I don't have any meat. Oh, we do have shark meat. Who has the shark meat?
I do.
Can I have a little bit of shark meat?
Well, I'm way around the corner.
Yeah, she walked away.
I'm running after you, and I'm saying, can I have a little bit of shark meat?
What do you need it for?
I just want to leave it as an amends.
Oh,
in this altar back here.
Hold on. It's in the bag. 1 second. Mativis, do you mind cutting this for Nydia?
I've got a dagger. I take out my dagger, do a little slice.
Well, he gets like sashimi grade, so I don't know how nice you're trying to be to these people. Just kidding.
I just roll in and do a quick.
Yeah. My dagger goes down there, and you just do a slice right before I get to it.
I mean, it all heals back to normal, so it doesn't really matter how ugly of a cut it is.
I have surgeon's hands.
Oh, okay.
I do a beautiful cut. But
why don't you roll for that cut? I'd love to see that.
I will. Oh, I will.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yeah, I will
let's go. Let's see this cut then. I'm ready.
Bow.
Well, that's not a bad cut. I mean, let's be honest here. She rolled an 18.
Okay, that's a pretty nice damn cut.
That's a pretty good cut.
I'm gonna be like, that was awesome.
Now, fair enough. Two pieces of meat to put on the altar. Thanks, y'all.
I'm sorry.
I'll be back.
Ye olde awesome. Have a good one.
Fultrace would be so proud, I think.
I'm impressed right now. I'm like, Mativis, I think you're out of a job.
Wow, so, I'm not here to cut meat.
Well, yeah, you are.
Well, not fancy meat.
I'm not here to cut your fancy meat. Meat fancy.
I'm here to kill meat.
Speaking of killing meat, what is all this red stuff by Mativis?
Okay, yeah, so up here in the corner, as you guys kind of enter this room, up here in the corner, you see it looks like the area might have been like a workstation. There's broken stone bowls full of blue pigment. They're smashed on the floor. Seems like a craftsperson was in the process of maybe painting some of the bells that are now kind of shattered and broken on the stone workspace. So that's here. And in this area, it's more blood. And you can see like footprints and splatters all across the walls. But really all that's left other than just staining is a very few shards of kind of like gristle and bone. But it's for the amount of blood that's here, you know, you'd expect to see some organs or some more like something. But it looks like whatever was consuming or having a feasting here is just eaten so much.
Here in the Ice Caves, we use every piece of the adventurer.
Pretty much, yeah.
From tip to tail.
Can I tell how old this scene is?
Our tops.
Wow.
And can I, from seeing the Yetis, can I tell that the Yetis did this?
You would have to go back and forth and kind of look at the bodies and do a little bit more investigation if that was going to be your trying to figure it out. Just because the totality of consumption doesn't leave much evidence in the quote-unquote crime scene, you'd have to actually inspect their bodies.
Yeah, I'm going to quickly do that while waiting for an idea then. For some reason, investigation seems to have disappeared off my sheet.
Really?
Yeah, unless I'm just being
dense.
That's
like the thing you do. It's your big thing.
Might be perception, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would roll perception.
I'm just being dense. I was looking for an investigation.
You feel like the blue bot, the one of the that's marked blue, is just too burned for you to get anything accurate off of. You may have better luck looking at the other one. The creature looks incredibly emaciated. Like, for its size, its muscle mass should be bigger. And it should definitely, for the environment that it's in, it should definitely have more, like, thermal layers. Like, it should have more meat on its bones. But it looks, like, really just drum thin. Its hair is kind of oily and bloodstained. It's definitely eaten recently because the staining is still fresh. Its mouth looks like ripped and jagged all around the edges, as if it was just consuming so much so quickly that it was kind of cutting its face up.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm going to come to the conclusion that these, whatever that was, they've been hungry for so long, that's why there's such a mess and nothing left. So, someone has recently come through this cave, hasn't fared well as we have.
Well, do you say that out loud while you're hanging out with the Yeti, investigating the Yeti? And I'm right there.
I'm saying it to whoever's listening. I'm not really aware if anybody is. I'm just thinking aloud.
I can't help but remember that we are going after, like, pestilence and trying to find pestilence, trying to find all the horsemen. Isn't there, like, in the... What do we call them? It's not the seven deadly sins that we call them, right?
What do you call them?
Character. Oh, we get to make that up right now?
No, they have been named multiple things in the lore as you guys have been traveling. What do you choose to...
Well, I remember the one that was hunger was... Wait a minute, wasn't the one that was hunger Wendigo? Wasn't he a Yeti?
I have walked too far away to have this conversation.
I'm behind between you and Matavis, so...
They could have been hungry for a while, unless you want to see if you can detect any kind of magical reason why there'd be this.
Okay, let's consolidate, because good conversation, but let's consolidate the party. Nidia, okay. Where are you?
I'm at the altar.
Okay,
I'm gonna, hearing Mativa say that, I'm going to drop the two pieces of meat, one for each Yeti, Beal. I'm very sorry. I'm sad that happened to y'all. I'm sad you're now dead. Gotta go. Bye. And I'll catch up with the rest of the party.
Okay, Allegan.
continues to talk around the corner.
Allegan, what are you doing?
I guess if people are walking away as we have this conversation, I'm walking with them.
Okay. So you guys are talking about hunger and Yetis and things of that nature. Ravy's walked into this room. So I'm going to go ahead and describe this room real quick. To the south, there are more bloodstains. There's more of it. It looks to be about the same age as the bloodstains from the previous room. And again, it's just a few little kind of gnarly bits of gristle spotting the gore. And to the north, there's kind of a... looks like there's some sort of... It might have been a table, or it may have been some sort of like fresco on the wall. But it looks like it's kind of been battered and smashed. And it's... to the northern area as it goes around a curve, but it looks like somebody's taken some pretty heavy force to it, whatever it was.
have a question. Can I roll to inspect the blood to determine the type?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. What are you trying to determine about the blood?
What it's from. I believe it might possibly be a Yeti.
Okay. I would probably make a knowledge nature check then.
All right.
Since it's not like you're trying to determine if it's O or AB negative.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It does appear to be mammalian, and you're drawing some basic conclusions from the bone and stuff that you see. You think it's a probably 75% to 80% chance that it is the blood of a Yeti.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Just to interject really quick, remember the scabbard with the seven different, the one, and the people that were trying to get into the sin chairs, those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, those seven. One of them was named Wendigo. And I'm pretty sure it was similar to like the Canadian folktale about the hunger and stuff.
Where in Maya is Canada?
It isn't. I'm just trying to draw it.
It's called Canada.
I love Canada, though. I wish I could live there.
Canada!
Anyway, I'm just trying to draw a parallel comparison. But I remember one of the seven was Wendigo. It's like hunger, and we're seeing hungry Yetis here.
Yeah, did we figure out who was released from that
symbolism
cell in the tree? Or are we still unsure about who we... Well,
yeah.
Who got released? Well,
pretty certain it was Lauren.
Okay, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to...
If we looked at the map, have we still got the wooden map?
Yeah, it's in my bag.
Could we fit... If we check it, do you reckon that dot would have went through this place, depending where it is now?
Oh, the wooden
map. It was traveling too fast.
Yeah, and you guys are way outside the range of that map right now.
Yeah, that map, and also that blip is gone.
Yeah.
But as far as my determining... For my theories, I have a pretty good workup right now. We're all boned, pretty much.
Yeah, the pestilence was in that circle, in that lab, but that thing must have been released from that hundreds of years ago. So
we already met pestilence.
I did. I think it was Goom.
Right, but the power
never said so, but.
The powers of pestilence were transferred, weren't they?
To Goom.
To Lauren.
No.
Because that was the whole... Triss and Kavagar were studying how to transfer powers.
And the powers were going...
The idea was to put the powers into Kavagar... But then something happened, and
she became the vessel. That's what someone said. That was a quote, that she became the vessel, or whoever it was that Kavagar was going after. I think
she became a vessel for something else. But you definitely met something that should have already been dead a long time ago. Just saying.
Goom
wouldn't still be around unless Goom had very high magical powers.
And he did touch me and caused some type of ailment.
Exactly.
I want to come.
Pumpkins nearby.
So your friend could have come through here and caused this decay in the Yetis.
I want to check this closest Yeti. And see, like, can I tell if this was, like, magically done to them?
I will let you do that as the party wanders away. Sure.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna hurry up, y'all.
Fine. We've lost you once. I'll make sure you stay with the party.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm going to tell Ogun that I've determined that the blood and the matter that we've been passing is most likely Yeti matter. So whatever's been feeding on them and it's most likely been denying them food, is still here.
Arcana check or nature check, Anton?
Nature.
Well, that's good to know, I guess.
Well, it would explain why they attacked us to begin
yeah,
with.
That's
even
true.
Though, I mean, they are Yetis. I mean, why wouldn't they attack us? But,
I mean, they could have been inspired by the spirit of hunger. I mean,
we should definitely tread lightly, because either yeah. they're in a cannibalistic rage or they're being fed on.
Either way, not good.
Yeah.
So, the Nydia, your roll of 14. What are you trying to discern about the corpse?
If this starvation was caused unnaturally, like magically.
This one is too far, too burned. Like, the corpse is just too burned for you to be able to figure that out.
Tevis, can you come with me to the other one only 10 feet away?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Allegan, what are you doing with that bit of information?
With a bit of information that Nydia just found out?
No, that you got in the chat. Oh, no, you got the wrong person.
I got that.
Okay,
sorry. You feeling pretty good there, Halligan?
Sorry, hold on.
Oh, no. I guess while they're... While Mativis and Nadia are over here looking at a Yeti...
Right.
Maybe an Ogun have gone over here, and as long as I can kind of hear their voice...
Right.
I'm not going to freak out and run after him, so I'm going to inspect this stone some more.
Okay.
And let's try a knowledge of the planes.
Yep. It's enough. Yeah, this is clearly something is causing these, either the ore that the stone is from or the maybe just the nature of the place itself, but there's definitely some overlap here. There's some pure like glimmer of positive energy running through this blue stone.
And
feels very home-like in a way.
Yeah. Are there like small chunks that I can pick up?
Yeah, I mean it's broken and shattered. It looks like people have something has wrecked house here, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a couple of small chunks.
Okay.
To carry with me. And you said this whole area, this mountain, just felt like positive energy was missing?
Yep. So it's weird that if you stand near the stone, it starts to produce... You can feel positive energy being produced from it, which makes the vacuum of positive energy from this place even stranger.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to put down the smaller chunks. I'm trying to find one that might at some point be roughly wand shaped.
Gotcha. You probably size. Do that. Probably do that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys going to continue, Ravi and Ogun, are you guys going to continue traveling north?
Yeah, I'm just talking with Ogun and walking.
Okay.
You're the nearest looking thing up here.
About things that we've seen recently.
Yeah.
And pretty much how we need to probably get out of here as fast as possible.
Get closer up north. You can kind of see even more broken blood and bone and awful as you're traveling to the north. Now, let's jump back to Nydia and Mativis real quick. With the body, what are you guys trying to discern?
Like looking at the teeth and feeling their body and trying to decide if this was a natural long-term occurrence or if it was a sudden magical effect that made them emaciated.
It seems natural. Well, whatever it is seems natural, naturally caused. But it definitely seems like a malady, not like a, not like, I guess, like a state of being. Nothing should be alive in this state.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Like, poke at the Yeti and, like, show Mativis, like, this is some weird stuff. They shouldn't have been able to walk around like this.
I immediately double tap sword in there, right for the brain.
Make sure.
Yeah, and I walk over to the other one and do the same.
I don't know that they were like a zombie, but it makes me feel like it could have been. It's a natural occurrence, but I saw Goom do naturally occurring things to deteriorate, to create, to speed up decay, but it looked very, very natural. It didn't look like a magical thing. So this is definitely natural, but it's not natural that this Yeti was walking around like that.
Oh, hopefully it's just your buddy's been through it, then.
I don't know. This is not Goom.
Well, I suggest we just catch up and get out of here as fast as we can, then.
Agreed. I don't know that we should get too far apart.
How's your little buddy reacting to this place?
Yeah, how is Anu?
Sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yep.
I peek down in my apron. Snoring.
Well, if he's comfortable sleeping, then.
But listen to that sweet little sinusy sleepy breathing. It's so cute.
Yeah. I'm saying it's good, because if he was freaking out, then it would be an indication that something really bad's here.
How'd you know he was a he? Did I tell you he was a he? I found out that he's a he. Anyway.
Well, he's not a boat. It wasn't a boat, so I just assumed.
All right.
Ravy, you... Okay, when Raven goes to move there, everybody go ahead and throw me some initiative.
Not a problem.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Oh, that means Maddie's not going to roll for shit.
Maddie did it again.
All over the place on these initiative checks.
Questionable cudgel.
Wow, Ravy rolled a 22. As well. Rolled a 20 as well. Alligan is going on a 24. Yetis are going on a 23.
More Yetis!
Ravy is going on a 21. Then that would be Nydia on an 11. Mativus on a 10. And Ogan on an 8. All right, so Ravy, as you kind of come around the corner, it's almost Resident Evil 3 cinematic style. And as your camera view kind of turns to look around the corner, you go from this really massive pile of just broken bone, blood stain. There is a probably 25% left corpse of a Yeti laying in a pile down here. And you see up into the north of the room that there are three large, emaciated, bloodstained Yetis feasting and fighting over bits of bone as they cram them into their mouths. And they kind of see you as you come around the corner, and all of them react with just kind of that burning hunger as
my theory proven right.
As they start to move towards you.
Hello, boys.
So yeah, they're gonna start rushing at you.
Okay.
So.
Because I surprised them.
Yeah, you startled them.
Not a problem.
And this one is gonna. They're kind of big, so it's hard for them to take up the space, because they're larger creatures. So this one can get close enough to you, though, that it can actually get its attacks off. So it is going to attempt it, at least. I doubt that the thing hits you. A 13 and a 12, I am sure, will not hit you.
Does not hit me.
So it, you know what? slashes at you with its claws.
Fabulous armor these days.
Yeah, you really do. And then it's going to try to use Hunger's Kiss, but a 4 will also not hit you. Yeah, and that's its turn.
Awesome. I am going to be tickled pink as I cast Fireball into its face.
Wow. Well, if they're alive by the time it gets to you. But I think everybody's still got to catch up to you, so that's true. You'd probably be able to nuke them. Allegan? Time slows down.
Do we hear these Yetis making noise?
Yeah, there's definitely some like Yeti noises. I don't know why they sound like turkeys.
The putty patrol.
Go.
Yeah.
Running is a full round action.
Yes.
Yeah, not much most my stubby little legs can do, so I'm gonna run around this little S curve here.
Okay.
We'll strategically go right here between Ogun and Mativis.
Cool. Pop me a perception check.
Ouch.
Natural 1.
God.
Alrighty.
You perceive you failed that roll.
Yeah, you perceive jack and
shit. Even I am out of shape.
Yellow snow and go, ooh, lemon.
Shouldn't have a stitch like that. Not that far.
And that would be Ravy. What's her move?
Fireball. Already threw it, unfortunately. Sorry.
Let's see if I can reflex my way out of this one. Reflex for full. As opposed to reflex for double.
Gah.
Fire by it. 1, 2, 3. Looks like one of them saved. So, jeez Louise. Okay. So if two of them are taking, let's mark them up. Color code these bad boys.
Color code you get these for easy use.
You said double for the other two?
Yeah, they're taking double.
So they're taking 56?
Yeah, 56. Which is more than half, so they have to roll to stabilize, because they are not considered undead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, we're going to go with, let's switch to pan view. Yellow is going to be the one that's taking full damage. Which, you know, because he saved. So, yellow's going to be taking the 28, while orange and blue will be taking the 56, correct? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And since that's more than half, they both have to make a con check. And if they fail it, or fortitude save, I mean, and if they fail it, they die. DC looks like it's going to be 18. So first one makes it. Second one rolls a 1 and expires immediately. So orange, just like that fireball is too much. Too much damage at one time. Just annihilates it. Kind of ash and, you know, charred bone flesh just kind of hit the ground. As the other two are washed with flame. They look badly hurt, though. And then that would be Ogun.
Really? I get to go? All right.
I saved you some, bud.
The first two are in range for the Chaos Hammer.
Chaos Hammer. I rolled a 26 and a 10. So, we're going to say yellow saves, and blue takes whatever the damage is going to be.
Okay, 13.
So, he just, this cosmic hammer of light and energy bends around the turn, flies over Ravy's shoulder, collides with this already, you know, struggling creature's body, and it just, he crumples like a rag doll.
Whoa.
Okay. I need to get closer, but I'm not close enough to... I'm just close enough to see a couple of crumpled Yeti So, hey, is there anyone else? Maybe we could convince them to have a snack on something other than us.
I was going to say, I think they already had that idea.
And I guess I'll do a double move behind Ogun. That's my turn.
Okay. Then it would be Allegan. No. Yes. No?
Didn't.
Matavis?
I mean, it'd be Matavis, yeah.
If you run, you can't do an action, can you?
No, sir.
I'll just run. But, ready for battle.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can't get close at all.
I'm strategically hiding behind this dead Yeti.
And now we're at Al again.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my 20 movement.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
What's up?
No, I screwed up, so I'm not going to make you guys pay for it.
No, no. Okay.
And I don't think I do. I don't have line of sight to this Yeti back here, do I?
No. I mean, you could draw a ruler and see.
That's not a ruler.
There you go. Can you see that?
Yeah, no, I do not.
No, you don't.
A big wall in my way. So we'll say that I did a full movement, and I'll be over here.
Okay.
And that will be me. It's a lot of... Really glad I rolled that 20 on initiative.
Yeah, man. So then it would be the Yetis. This one's going to come on down. We're going to go ahead and move this guy. We'll just put him over there. There you go. So come over here, and I guess he's going to engage with Matavis. So he's going to claw at you.
Nope.
Not do anything. He's going to try to bite you. That's not going to do anything.
Coming in with Matavis, I am casting Fire Breath.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm near my band, my man, and I don't want to catch him on fire.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
That's so out of character.
Keep your tail to yourself.
Jesus. I don't even think half... I mean, half is going to kill me. But whatever. Let's save and see what happens. I'm gonna make a roll. Let's see this out to the bitter... Oh, hey! I rolled a natural 20.
Nat 20.
To save. So, so I take half to 30, so I take 15. Am I dead? I might not be. I actually might not be dead.
You said fire damage is double, didn't it? So
yeah, so no, I'm taking full. I'm taking full. Yeah, 26 and then 4. Yeah, I'm toast. Yeah, he just erupts into flames as you know, Ravy leans back and just kind of casually breathes into it. Then makes a slight motion with her hand, and this gout of flame exits her mouth and just ripples across this Yeti, pulling like a Temple of Doom, where it's just this body is just crumbled, you know, Kali Ma style into the lava, just gone. So yeah, this Yeti is done. And we are out of initiative again.
Guys, keep up. We got cannibal Yetis to deal with.
Nadia found out some stuff about the Yeti. The state that they're in. They shouldn't be alive, so something must be affecting them.
Well, it's not just that something's affecting them. It's that they're crazed. Because Yetis don't usually feast on one another.
And on this whole mountain, this place has these blue rocks that are touched with positive energy. Now, was this altar back over here made of the same blue rock?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't really take time to look at it.
Well, right. Is it that it's made of or it's imbued with positive energy, or this place has been imbued with positive energy at one point?
Well, I'd have to kind of sit down and check out the stone a bit more. So, let's get out of here first.
Yeah, let's leave. because as much as positive energy rocks really make me excited, I'd really be happier if we were out of this entire cave system. I'm quite claustrophobic.
So you guys are moving north? Oh, you just go up there, Mativis?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Put yourself right where you were.
Yeah, no, I was just there.
Okay, ready? Ready?
I've moved there, yeah. Nice. Now, do I surprise him or does he surprise me?
I think a little column A, a little column B. Let's roll. Roll a d20. We'll see.
Oh, they've updated the
Oh, Anton.
I rolled a foe.
I'm 7.
You rolled a 4.
Roll again.
Yeah.
No.
Simultaneous, like. I rolled an 18 that time. You got a 3.
Fat G, you're done.
So I get to watch me attack and not hit you, because that seems to be the par for the course right now. 23. Does that do anything?
Oh, yeah. You bitch.
Nice. So take with my 1 for so 9, and so take 18 as it slashes into you with 2 claws, and then I don't think 18 hits you.
Nope.
Okay, so it doesn't, its bite doesn't do shit.
Are we rolling initiative?
Yeah, well we'll just use the same initiative order as last time.
Okay. Allegan, you're up first?
Yeah, it'd be Allegan, you're up. You just hear Mativis go, ah!
I go, Mativis!
I'm going.
This way. And that's past my movement, so that is my move.
You're just trying to catch up.
What a shorty.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. You're trying. You're trying.
I'm going to cast.
Let's see. So then it would be the Yeti's turn. So, yeah, because that was a surprise round.
Yeah.
So it's the Yeti's turn. So let me miss again. Oh, no. One hit. So take 10 more as the Yeti slashes into you.
Mativis.
And then it doesn't get to bite you at all, so that doesn't do anything. And then after the Yetis, it's Ravi's turn.
I come around the corner and immediately...
Fire Breath! So I'm taking double damage. So that'd be... 46? Yeah. As the fire just rolls over him. We are at Nydia.
So when I come around the corner, is the Yeti still alive?
Yes.
I would like to grab the Yeti's arm and unhinge my jaw and cram their hand in my mouth and see if the beads will heal this poor Yeti.
Okay, I don't think that you can reach the Yeti's arm through...
Oh, but I can move forward. Can I be in a friendly space as long as I don't end my turn there?
Yes, but you're going to have to stop, take a move action, which would be to try to grab his arm, which is a grapple check. So okay. We're going to have to roll off for that, and then you're going to try to put its arm in your mouth, which is going to be another action. So that would have been 2 moves as a full round action.
You also have Mativis in the way.
That's after. Well, she's trying to do an attack in a square and then move out, but she's trying to do like 4 actions.
I was thinking more
because I get the concept behind it.
Yeah,
but you'd have to run up. Remember this all in 6 seconds. So you have to run up, come around this corner, make an eyeball on where the arm is, grab the arm, make an opposing strength check, put that into, then if you can get it, put it into your mouth, then close your mouth, then move back out of the square.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Just the grapple on would be just
a full
round. It's like in comics, it's too many actions for one panel.
One panel.
Very true. All right. Then I'm going this is the same movement. I'm going to say, somebody scooch over. I have an idea. It's a terrible idea, but I have an idea. That's my turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I do have an action. All right. I'll try the charitable impulse again. To calm down. I have an idea. I might be able to help you.
My natural 20 says that I will not be calm.
You will be completely ignoring me. My slight southern accent is just not charming enough. Okay, done.
Tevis?
I'm just going to try and pike him with my sword.
Yeah, well, 32 will hit. And those 10 points are enough to kill it.
Yeah, I just charge.
You kind of dig it up under its... I mean, those ribs are so easy to see. You just kind of push it right through. It's kind of like that turkey that was overdone in Christmas Vacation where the ribs just split. It's like steam and not much else is in there. And we are back at
it. Like no organs?
I mean, it has organs. It's just everything is very emaciated.
Okay.
Yeah. Have I been getting that same sense from any of these other Yetis as they die that I did from the one that I fireballed?
Yes.
Okay. I might have another tactic if we see another one of these Yetis. I'm interested to see what happens, but...
Sounds good to me. I got some plans to...
I'm just inspecting my wounds, and I'll ask for a heal off anybody.
Yeah. How bad do you look? How bad does Matifus look?
I mean, he's hurt.
I'm almost
he's pretty hurt
now.
Yeah.
I'll
he's
get him.
Been hit for like over 30.
Yeah, he got jacked.
I'll get you, buddy. Just let me grab your shit.
Thanks, my friend. Someone else want to go first as well?
Oh, but it's always fun to have you in the first.
Sure, it better happen to me than Ravy.
I would have been fine.
I wish I just bust out fire breath and it was done.
As you enter this chamber, it makes sort of a hallway. An exit to the north can be seen. But before you guys kind of get there, you can see there's a bunch of those cobalt bells that are broken further down the hallway. And then it looks like beyond them, there's an alcove that has some sort of, you have bloodstains everywhere and more of the bone and visceral just kind of left about.
Getting followed by Goteka Fupa?
Goteka Fupa? Yeah, Goteka. Well, I'm just moving the miniature around. Oh. Goteka Fupa is actually not with the party at this time. He's just, or maybe he is. We don't know.
We know him.
He's on the astral plane.
Yeah, Goteka Fupa.
He lives on our hearts.
Goteka Fupa is always with you. Upa, Upa, Goteka Fupa.
Just hear that go on the wind.
Yeah. Ravy, what's your move?
I am...
He's like Saxman from The Lost Boys. And somehow Ogun is moving across the map.
I saw that too!
Trying to fix it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Boo.
Nah, he might just be having the same problems that Vanessa has.
I was going to say...
Have you got a curse? She's passed it
go on. Go take a fupa!
Go take a fupa!
Well, when I scrolled to try to move my character, the
just kind of left about.
I'm going to wait for Matevis to be healed.
And Jim's, you're not showing any numbers.
Yeah, I know. I'm rolling it up separately.
That's really weird.
They don't have numbers in Pennsylvania. Didn't you know that?
Apparently.
They cast the law against them. They're the devil's ciphering.
The Gazentas. Well,
you know, 19.
Pretty soon, we'll all be forced to give birth, so.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Handmaiden.
Yes, that's almost coming back with the phone, so I'm good.
Dude should cool. be forced to give birth, too, I'm just saying.
They're going to commit genocide on the disabled folks like me, so I want them to be around to see it.
Well, you know, I'm black and gay, so we're both up on the chopping block first.
Sorry, we'll escape to an oil rig. the get out of shit free plan.
Yeah.
We out.
An oil rig might not be the best option there, because they would find you there.
Pretty no. Easy. Did you not see the movie Waterworld?
Oh, so sorry.
It's which one you would get the girls and which one gets the tie?
First off, it's a very true story about Kevin Costner. It touches me deep in my heart.
Okay. So, okay, I feel the same way about Dune. I love Dune.
You know, I used to think Dune was really cool, and then I watched it later on, and I felt it didn't age as well. But then I watched Jodorowsky's Dune, and I was like...
Yeah, I wanted that one, too.
I was like, this dude is nuts.
Is that the one that...
that's on USA?
The one that David Lynch did in 84. Because there's no line of dialogue in that movie that sounds anything like natural dialogue at all.
That is...
Okay? Everything is built by hand that would have been CG'd now. I mean, those are all practical effects. Like the sets, the set design is insane in that movie, you know?
Sting's diaper is insane in that movie.
Yes. Well, I mean, so many things are insane in that movie. I mean, Jean-Paul Gaultier designed some of those costumes, but...
Well, we now live in a world where this new Lion King film is apparently live action.
Right. It all looks composited. I don't understand why people keep calling it live action. It all looks
animated. Usually when I see something live action, it's because things are alive.
In action.
Well, that's how my daughter referred to the Pokemon in that Detective Pikachu trailer.
Oh my God, that trailer looks amazing!
She said,
the Pokemon have a gun.
She said the Pokemon look like the real life.
Oh, Tanika shared it.
Pikachu,
she shared that shit.
Say fuck.
Oh my God, I can't wait. It's PG-13. We might get it.
And listen, you coward.
You're just going to get loads of Deadpool.
We all know that this is just going to end up like Cool World, and he's just going to have sex with the other. Yeah.
I saw that trailer and was like, so
psyched about that movie.
I was like, what is this?
And listen, Hollywood, if she could.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Cool. What a great callback. Cool World was an awesome
movie. Cool World. Young Brad Pitt.
Fucking, dude, that Detective Pikachu trailer gave me, like, the biggest, stupidest, emotional, happy high. Like, I lost my shit. I watched that trailer day of 30 times, maybe more. I watch it. Sometimes I just sit and look at my phone, and I'm like, you know what I haven't done in a couple of hours? I haven't watched the Detective Pikachu trailer. I'm going to watch it again. It is delightful. There's nothing about that trailer that does not make me happy.
It looks like someone's creepypasta has been made into a film. It's, Mr. Mime is fucking terrifying.
It's fucking awesome. When he does the face... And then he does force field when Pikachu does tackle. Like, it feels like such a perfect balance, though, to, like, my youth. Because it's like, I wanted to grow up and be a Pokemon trainer and had to get a real job and, like, run a menial life. And this kid wanted to grow up and be a Pokemon trainer and had to get a real job and, like, work at an office.
If they really want to make it gritty and realistic, they're going to have to come across loads of 10-year-old child corpses that have been just sent out into the wild.
No, if they're going to make it gritty and realistic, there's going to be an evil chef who has a Pokemon restaurant where he's the Pokemon. And they're suddenly going to cast Johnny Depp in it for no reason.
Yeah, that would suck.
It already is terrible that Ryan
is Professor Oak.
Listen, Fantastic Bestiality is a very great movie. Okay? It's for furries. I know it. I saw the people standing in line, and I was like, you have to be a furry to want to see this.
Oh, man.
I'm totally going to get killed. You have to, like, remove the furry comments, otherwise I'll get murdered.
That's why we have the magic.
We're recording with that conversation.
But you don't have to remove shit about how awesome Detective Pikachu.
Just alter her. Yeah, you can leave in the part where it said, let Pikachu have a gun, let Pikachu.
Yeah, my daughter saw the trailer and made me, and she's like, it's like it was the Zapruder film. She went frame by frame by frame. It's like, oh, there's Bulbasaur, there's Venusaur. You know, like,
there's a fucking Deoxys sitting in the background in one scene. You're exactly. Like, wait, what?
You know what I really
Gladios
like?
Is in there.
Yeah. Mr. Mime. Mr. I was Mime's like, amazing. Why are you even alive?
Creeps me out.
Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
You know what my favorite part's going to be?
Be right back.
Motherfuckers who go see this movie and start doing the Pokemon rap.
Yeah.
Like, if the Pokemon rap is not in this movie, I'm going to tell you right now it's a bad movie.
I think they will do it, and I hope they do it and get somebody, like, completely unexpected to do the rap. Like,
it'll be Donald Glover.
Donald Glover! That's like... literally the words I was about to come out of my mouth!
Just don't let it be.
Thomas Gambino does the fucking, like, Pokemon rap, because he would do it. Somebody would come to that boy and be like, hey, man, do this shit, and he would be like, done. God, it would be so good.
I just hope this trailer is kind of like of a front, and then the film just turns into the Kanto version of Seven.
What do you mean?
You've seen Seven, haven't you?
What's in the Pokeball?
What's in the
Pokeball?
Someone just caught all these Pokemon and just sent them here to die.
I'm so excited by this movie. Like, you guys don't even understand. And what like makes me happy is, so I have like I follow a lot of people on Twitter, but I don't really pay attention because my feed fills up because I have to manage all the pages and stuff for work. So like I'm very selective about when I will stop and look at a notification. So like I'm so happy that fucking Tanika shared the trailer because I would have missed it. I'd have fucking missed it. And then I saw that shit come up and I went, are you fucking kidding me? This is because I'd heard about them doing Detective Pikachu and the game sucked. Like the Detective Pikachu game was not fun.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Like, and then I was like, oh, they're going to get like a human speaking Pikachu. So in my mind, it was going to be something more akin to like a, you know, like, oh, Pikachu is speaking in English and he's like the lead character, doesn't have a human companion. And it's like a Smurfs movie kind of thing or something. Like, that's what I thought they were going to do with it. So I just tried to put the movie out of my mind. And then I saw the trailer and was like, holy shit, these psychos did it. Like, they fucking pulled it off. Because the Pokemon look real. Like, as real as fucking little monsters can look.
Yep.
Like, it's delightful.
I'm still bummed that it's not Danny DeVito, though. Because that would have just...
Danny DeVito as Pikachu?
That would have been way better voice acting.
You know who it should have been? Gilbert Gottfried.
Whenever I hear his name, I just
hey
hear...
Hey there, kid!
Pikachu!
Bulbasaur!
Oh, jeez.
I really enjoyed Red 50 Shades of Grey. That was, like, really amazing.
Yeah, I saw a Iago teddy bear in the Disney store, and it's just, like, doing the yell. And then when I saw it, I could just hear him going, Cotaurus!
They have their, I guess when John Oliver does stuff on Parliament, whatever they can't show over in the UK because of law, like you can't make fun of some form of government or something.
It's the Parliament stuff.
Is it? No. Then they have they just have Gilbert Gottfried reading like random shit. And that's what
he reads the transcript.
Parliament on his US show.
No, well,
all of our comedy-based shows, most of like anything to do with news, is always taking the mick out of Parliament. So that's not like a
law. Okay, because see, that's what they tell us over here. Because that's what John Oliver was saying on the day last week tonight.
You know what they should summon? Gilbert Gottfried, 1995, with Linda Radner. Up all night. That's what they need to
sell.
All night.
And say like any panel show. Well, yeah, there's probably like two panel shows that aren't taking the piss out of the government over on the UK TV.
Is it called Brexit or Frexit? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's just so much bullshit.
I saw the tweet about the Loose Women show with Mr. Bulbly.
hole.
Oh, at least winning is just the devil.
It's terrible. Yeah, I heard about it. I was like, I feel nothing but sadness and commiseration, as we both know, as those not too torn apart by idiots right now.
Yeah, like Bleach Women is one of those shows where it's all women and they all like complain about sexism and all that stuff and then be completely sexist towards men on it.
Whoa.
Kind of thing. Like some of the people I just think are vile on it. But that's daytime TV for you. It's not as bad as Jeremy Kyle, which is like our version of Jerry Springer.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in syndication over here on some channels.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He needs to be
burned. It's like way down to like digital channel 16.6 or something, you know. Like down the line there.
That guy is just a complete knobhead. Mm-hmm.